Preparing for a nationally televised boxing match can be a grind. Fighters are shuttled between workouts, weigh-ins, press conferences, and promotional appearances. But for boxer Daniel Jacobs, it's all a joy. We talked to Jacobs earlier this week as he prepared for his defense of his middleweight world title, and he told us why it's all worth it, in his own words.
The sport of boxing has been very important to my life because it simply taught me how to be a man. Obviously, growing up in Brownsville, Brooklyn was one of the toughest neighborhoods that you can possibly grow up in. Kids resort to other things, and that's taking it to the streets and taking it to a whole nother level. And I didn't want to resort to that, so I approach everything like I approach the sport of boxing. You have to train mentally, physically to get ready for the task at hand. And, you know, if you're best equipped, more times out of none, you'll be successful. The day I won my title was a very special day because it was a moment that I was looking for a very long time since I started my journey in boxing. And with all the battles that I've had, just made it all the sweeter once they raised my hand and said, "You are the new middleweight champion of the world." I'm not talking about battles in the ring. I'm talking about my biggest battle that I've had in my life, which is the battle of fighting cancer. When I first realized there might be something wrong with me, I was in Iraq, and I was on a USO tour visiting the troops and showing them how to box and doing little exhibitions with them. And then I started to realize that I had some tingling in my legs and a little weakness. Then when I got home from my trip, I realized that I had to start walking with a cane. So I went to the doctor, and at first they misdiagnosed me and told me that I had a pinched nerve. Obviously, the pinched nerve turned out to be something far worse than we could imagine. It took about 3 weeks for me walking with a cane to me being completely immobile in a wheelchair, and then I had to get rushed to the hospital. And the issue was that I had a massive tumor wrapped around my spine. They said I had osteosarcoma, which is a very rare bone cancer. The whole battle was just devastating. Not worried about boxing, not worried about anything other than making sure I can be here for my son. The doctors told me that boxing would be out the question, that, you know, I would never have a career again in the sport of boxing. It would serve me best to stay out of the gym and to just disregard boxing as a whole. All I wanted to do was the things that I hated doing. As far as training goes, like, I never really liked to get up in the morning and run. My trainers would have to, you know, call me and force me to do certain things. So I remember laying in the hospital bed just always wishing that I could do those certain things. I was locked away. I was caged away. I felt like I was in jail. And, you know, I didn't want to listen to anybody. I just wanted to follow my dreams. And if I was going to have a chance at getting better, you know, I was going to take it into my own hands. And it was going to start with me going to the boxing gym. My second day outside of the recovery hospital, I went to the gym. Even though I had a back brace on, I still was walking with a cane, but I was in the gym, and I was throwing my little 1-2 punches on the bag. So that would be my therapy opposed to going to their physical therapy. This time around is different, you know. I'm calling my trainers and asking them, where are they while I'm running in the morning? And, you know, I'm ahead of the game, you know, and that's all because it was stripped away. You know, anytime you cherish something and it's taken away, you know, when it comes back around for a second time, you're definitely going to have more of appreciation for it. My two boxing names then was the Golden Child. And the Golden Child represents just a very talented, young, up-and-coming prospect, still a kid in his mind. And my nickname now is the Miracle Man. The nickname Miracle Man represents me having a miracle happen, which is becoming not only a champion, but the first cancer survivor to ever be a world champion. God puts you through certain tests and challenges, and, you know, with the faith that I had and the battle that I was going through, it changed me as a man. I'm a better father, you know, I'm a better friend, I'm a better student, I'm a better boyfriend, I'm a better man all in general. So God has had his hands on me. And I never thought I'd wake up and just appreciate the sun beaming into the window or walking out and, you know, seeing the grass and the trees and just nature, or even older couples holding hands. Like, I just appreciate everything about life. Cancer has not been something that has been bad for me. It's been more like a blessing in disguise.
Daniel Jacobs' title defense is part of the Premier Boxing Champions series, which is shown on ESPN and other networks. Our story on Jacobs was produced by Only a Game's Karen Given.